Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.
And welcome back to the Wonder Soul podcast. Thank you for checking out this brand new episode. I know it's been a while, and I will be sure to let you guys know where I've been. And also stick to the end of this episode to hear about some future plans for content and the podcast moving forward. But I hope everyone's been doing good. I know I haven't released a new episode in I think a few months now. And that's not for the lack of trying, and I'll explain here before we get into the other topics I would like to get into. I want to talk about just what I've been up to, what I've been playing and getting into, and also just kind of talk about some goals in general. And so where have I been? Well, the last like year and a half, it feels like maybe even longer than that, it seems like I've been trying to figure out what I want to do with Wonder Soul and what I want to do with content in general, even if I wanted to make content anymore. And I've been bouncing around different ideas, and honestly my life has changed dramatically in the last couple of years. For all transparency, content just wasn't a priority. I just redirected my energy into other areas of my life, and I'm sure everyone can understand how that goes. And so, you know, priorities shift, and I think I was just a little burnout on making stuff and having that mindset. So just really needed a good break, and I wanted to make sure the next time I did content that I was just focused and inspired and felt recharged and ready to make something that I was excited about, proud of, happy doing and creating. And so, yeah, so, you know, just been working, been spending time with my girlfriend and just getting into a lot of different things, honestly. I've kind of gone back and accepted all the things that I enjoy in life and have like grown up and things that just bring me joy. And I've been finding ways to rekindle that love for those things. And I've, been taking time to explore and experience a lot of stuff like that, whether it was, you know, retraining how I approach video gaming, especially after making content centered around gaming for a couple years, from streaming and making Let's Play series, stuff like that. My approach to gaming changed in the last couple years, and you know, I just really wanted to get back to the way I, you know, looked at it before that, because I've loved playing games most of my life. And you know, once you start looking at gaming or a hobby or something that you like to do in your free time as like a full-time, you know, almost like work mentality, you know, it can kind of wear you out. So I'm still gaming. I'm just trying to narrow my focus so I can actually complete games and not just get new games and get caught up into the, you know, the FOMO aspect of gaming and stuff, because there's just always something coming out. But I've been playing a lot on my Switch, been playing a lot on my Xbox Series S, not so much PC gaming, but I did just move my PC over to my girlfriend's house. And you know, I'm sure we're gonna get into something PC related, like Sons of the Forest, or we were playing Divinity, but we've actually started playing that on the Xbox. It was recently on sale, And so we went ahead and got it, and it's like just a fun couch co-op game. And we've been trying to play, like, I think we've already on our Steam put in like 40 to 60 hours in the last like year and a half, but we've already pretty much caught up to where we were, which is exciting. We just kind of blazed through the first part, but so been playing a lot of cool couch co-op multiplayer games. Obviously, I'm super, super excited for Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and that comes out May 12th. So I am so ready. I've already asked off work for that Friday. I'm just going to dedicate a whole day to playing that game. So I'm really excited. Like, Breath of the Wild is one of my most favorite games. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been able to pick up something that really grabbed me like that did. And that came out, what, 2017, so like 6 or 7 years ago. But I love Breath of the Wild, and I know for some people it's not their favorite Zelda. That's cool. That was like my first actual Zelda experience, and I remember almost, I'm pretty sure I bought my Switch just for Breath of the Wild. So for this sequel to come, and just seeing that final trailer just really hyped me up. And until then, I've been playing Resident Evil 4, the remake, on my Xbox, and I've also been playing, I just got recently, Midnight Suns, which is having some graphical issues on the Series S, and that's like a whole topic for another episode. I got some people in mind that I want to, you know, bring on, and we're going to talk about some gaming stuff, so be on the lookout for that. But yeah, I love my Series S, and I don't know if it's really that. Sometimes games can be optimized poorly, but Midnight Suns has got a little bit of a graphics hiccup. But like, when you actually get to the combat, the gameplay, like, focused on just, I guess, fighting, because it's like a strategy RPG game, tactical strategy RPG game. Anyways, I love those games, like XCOM. It's made by the same guys that made XCOM. But that part actually is 60 frames per second, pretty smooth, looks amazing, so fun. But when you get to like your hub area, it's just janky. Anyways, but I've been playing those two primarily. Other than that, like when we're just having fun, we'll play Mario Kart or Mario Party Superstars, I think, the most recent one that had like all the other ones from previous Mario Party games on there. And that's been fun. That's been a lot of fun. I'd like to get more people to play. Because, you know, my Switch has been clutch. Like, the only game that I got hyped for on the Switch recently and didn't really get into was Fire Emblem. And I actually can't even find my cartridge right now. So I have, like, a little red case, transparent red case that came in my actual Switch case. And it has like a bunch of my physical games, and I can't find it. But until then, though, I've been enjoying gaming, trying to keep it limited. I mean, I'll get things when they're on sale and stockpile them if there's a good deal. I'm a sucker for that. But other than that, I actually have notes here for what I wanted to talk about on the episode. I'm going to try to keep this to a certain time limit, too. So let me check here. Get the iPad set up. One second. Zelda and gaming. That's my first time. Well, that's my second one. Kind of like, where have I been? I've just been working, spending time over here at my girlfriend's, and we've been, you know, starting to slowly, you know, live with each other, I guess, and, you know, spending a lot of time here and stuff like that. So, you know, just life stuff, just readjusting my energy and stuff. But yeah, I'm really excited for Zelda, dude. I'm super, super. I know, what's that, Advance Wars, that comes out between now, as I record this, and May 12th. But the summer, I'm just so excited for the summer, dude. There's so many cool things. Like, honestly, 2022 was kind of sporadic with certain things when it comes to the, like, movies I like, or, you know, shows and things like that, gaming. And but 2023 just has been kind of making up for that. In the summer, there's a lot of good movies I'm looking forward to. Man, there's just so much I really want to get into, but I just want to kind of keep it focused to what's been going on recently. But so you guys let me know what you're excited for when it comes to this summer. summer of 2023. I know there's a lot of big movies coming out. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, The Flash. Man, I wish I had more notes, but those are a couple that are on my radar. And that's just the summer. I think Across the Spider-Verse, you know, stuff like that I'm really hyped for. And that kind of leads me into something else. I've been getting back into reading comics. I mean, I've been reading manga, specifically like My Hero. I've been following that chapter to chapter. And I think season 6 was actually pretty good, honestly. It's been fun watching people's reactions to like the Dark Deku saga and certain moments in that arc. Ugh, it was pretty good. The studio definitely put their focus into animation, and they weren't working on another movie. And I'm about to ramble into that, so this really back. So, but I've been getting back into reading comics. I'm trying to start going to the comic book shop and getting into some series. Right now, I've downloaded it and subscribed to both Marvel and DC's app and service, and just so I can kind of explore different comics. And I've been reading them on the iPad, and that's really, oh man, that's really nice. It kind of inspired me, and that's going to connect into something else. But I've been really getting back into like reading DC and checking that out, watching stuff on HBO Max related to DC. I don't know, maybe sometimes at work I'll listen to retrospectives of like old shows and comics and a bunch of stuff. It's been, yeah, I don't know. You know how you just go down these random rabbit holes and you're like, oh my God, dude, like I'm just like obsessed with this thing. So anyways, like I've been, yeah, getting back into comics and stuff. And like DC is doing this whole Dawn of DC. It's like a soft reboot sort of. And it's like it kind of creates a good entry point for readers to get into the books. And I know with James Gunn, they're trying to set it up where the movies, the animated movies, the video games, the comics, they all kind of synchronize, and they're all at least on the same page with some things. And I don't know, I'm kind of burnt out on Marvel a little bit right now. I want to get into like the Fantastic Four series, which the covers have Alex Ross art. And oh my gosh, if you guys have never checked out Alex Ross, just look up, Google him, and you'll be amazed. Such beautiful art, so realistic. He does both Marvel, DC, and so much more, honestly. But yeah, the Fantastic Four reboot, I guess, because it's only they started back at one, and those covers look amazing. So I want to check that out. I want to support that series. I'm always into Spider-Man. We'll see. There's almost too much Spider-Man now. It's kind of the same problem with Batman, and I would love to get into these topics. It's just been a while, guys. I feel like I'm at a point where a lot of things really get me charged up. Like I kind of went through a drought there, and but I feel good. And so, anyways, been reading like some of the Dawn of DC, like the Superman. They have a whole year long plan. You got to check it out if you're wanting to get back into comics. But that kind of also ties into, like, I've been playing Magic, The Gathering, card games. I love TCGs, bro. Like, I've been reflecting on that recently, and I'm like, man, I've always liked card games. Like, even growing up, went to the comic book shop when I was a kid, got into Pokemon, Magic, Star Wars. There was, like, because I just was talking about this tonight, I had the Star Wars Young Jedi TCG cards. It was like the card game that came out when Phantom Menace did. It was like late 90s, and oh my gosh, it was like red and blue decks, light side, dark side, because there was like an actual Star Wars trading card game. But yeah, man, I've been having fun with Magic. Me and my girlfriend have been playing that, doing commander decks, which are kind of meant for like 2 to 4 players more than anything. The more people, I think, the more fun you can have. You can kind of, you see it when you look up gameplay, or if you get to watch people play, you know, you can kind of bargain and, you know, make some deals like, hey man, don't attack me this turn and I'll help you, I won't attack you, or, you know, stuff like that. But they're just bigger decks. They're 100 cards instead of 60, which is standard. But I gotta make a standard deck because commander is just really the only thing you can go to a card shop, a comic book store, or Target, Walmart, and get a commander deck, which they're running about $40, but I mean, it's 100 cards, and I just have fun. It's just, I got some Dragon Shield sleeves and, oh man, just aesthetically pleasing. I love, like, I don't know, maybe it's the handheld aspect of it. Anyways, so yeah, comics and card games, it brings me back to the late 90s, and I'm reliving those days now in 2023. So anyways, like I was saying, reading comics on the iPad, I've been getting back into drawing, like sketching. I have a little sketchbook, and I've been trying to draw at least something a day. But I'm also trying to practice fundamentals and really approaching drawing in a way I've never done my whole life, which is like, how do you fundamentally do this? And it's like, you know, framework and line work and, you know, like learning the anatomy in some ways and your portions and just a lot of different stuff. And I've been really enjoying it. It's like one of the few activities that really brings me in, calms me down. I focus, I get lost in it, satisfying. And I've been trying to create more things off the internet, to be honest, like more physical, tangible things. So I think drawing has been a product of that. And yeah, I've been enjoying it. I have always wondered what it would look like if I just stuck with it and learned some core fundamental skills so that like I could always just pick it up and be pretty good at it, you know? And but on the Switch side of that, I've just today tried out Procreate, and I'm going to try stuff on the iPad. So like digital art, and that's really exciting. Because, I mean, on that flips, you know, you have to learn the program, you have to learn the tools. But I've already done that with, like, content, like Audacity and OBS and just different things. Like, I maybe that's the ADD in me. Like, I don't mind, like, learning new things and switching. But the problem with that is I always switch off before I get really good at something. I'm just like, oh, cool. Gotcha. Thank you. And then I move on to something else. So, but these things are, they rhyme in my life. Like, all the things that I've just talked about, those have been consistently bringing me joy throughout my life. And I don't know, I just wanted to get back to that. Because at the beginning of doing Wonder Soul, like, it was a way to express my passions. And I started making content that was about and even focused on the things I just mentioned. And but then I started looking at those things as, like, work. And I started getting burned out. And everything had to be content. And that's why I've just tried to take time to, you know, get back into what I really enjoy. And so, yeah. And I feel good. Like, it was just... I think you need to take time off, you know, you just need to not burn out. And I absolutely admit I was burnt out, and I had to take that energy anyways and put it some other places, and now I feel better. So, and now I feel good and ready to start creating in other ways and, you know, drawing and stuff like that. I think I feel a little bit more introverted now. My social energy is limited to just a handful of people. Versus what it's been the past couple years, where like from streaming and just talking so much on podcasts and stuff, like I kind of socially burn out. And, you know, to be fair, like I've met so many people across the internet and others who make content. And, you know, I think I really keep up with like a handful of them still. You know, and I think I just wanted to get back to, you know, enjoying things with like people closest to me and enjoying things because I enjoy them, not because I can make content out of them, right? So, yeah, so I'm back to the drawing thing though. I'm really excited and I'm going to try to learn Procreate. If you guys have any tips or advice on drawing, or, you know, staying focused on things, because that's like a common thread in everything I've been getting into lately. It's like, all right, dude, just narrow focus so that you can give everything the appropriate amount of time and energy and you can complete things and move on and not feel like you've just taken a sampler of so many cool things. Because honestly, for a lot of the stuff that we enjoy, you know, you have to put in the dedication and time to really get what it's meant to give back to you, to truly experience it and enjoy it, or, you know, to get the most out of that potential. So that's important to me right now. But getting to like content and the podcast, honestly, I've been putting it off. I've been talking about it. I've been thinking about the ways I wanted to approach the podcast. I wanted to make sure that I was excited about it and it was worth the energy. Because I divvied up that energy that I was doing content with, and they're occupied in different homes now, and I didn't know how to break it down again. But I got support from people close to me, and I'm excited, and people that, you know, I know would enjoy this content and also be a part of making that and that you know, that conversation, because that's really all I ever wanted to do with the podcast, was to share conversations with interesting people about things I'm passionate about, and, you know, and just be as transparent and, you know, just like a big thing for me right now has been wanting to make these episodes feel very, I don't know, just like we're just hanging out. Like, I think there's just so many podcasts out there now, and they're heavily edited, and they sound very bassy, and they're just like, everybody is talking about things that, you know, it's so much content, a lot of celebrities are getting into it, and it kind of made me not want to do podcast. Like, I kind of felt like, I don't know, like the hipster in me like broke out, and was like, oh, you don't want to do this now because everybody's doing it. But it's just kind of oversaturated. Like, content, there's just in general, and I'm not even talking about creator content. I'm talking about, like, from TV shows, movies, books, comics. So much stuff out there. So much content. And it's amazing. The creators I've discovered that are small channels but are some of my favorite. But you come across them so randomly. You know, I'm sure we all have a story about something we just came across that is such a big part of our life, but, you know, we weren't even looking for it. It was like a recommended video, or a friend told you about a podcast, or, you know, just stuff like that. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that when doing the podcast, that I just thought of it as just, I wanted to share these experiences and conversations. It wasn't about growth. It wasn't about numbers. It wasn't about, you know, I'm in a different place financially. There's no pressure with trying to make like the podcast or content be, you know, to be, you know, financially profitable or worth it. Like, I have a full-time job. I'm good. I just want to do it for the sake of doing it. And I find this very therapeutic and enjoyable, and I don't usually go back and listen to these again because I've already been a part of them, so I just, you know, but that's why I like to create stuff that I can go back and check out again, or really, you know, indulge. And but, you know, I think like from the past, and even without that validation, I know that people enjoyed this and were you know, we're really supportive, so I'm looking forward to making some more. But I think I just want to make sure that I am always like communicating with you guys about where I am and what's going on to a certain extent, and I think that's always important, you know, for the people that do listen. So, you know, it's important for me to make sure that, you know, I like that kind of transparency. So what to expect, though, is maybe some of these where I just sit down for 30 so minutes, talk by myself. My big focus really with the podcast and everything was more of just like having other people on, being a more collaborative experience and stuff. So I think you'll expect that, you know, in the near future. I have some ideas and some people in mind to reach out to. And then just some, hopefully, like, would like to get into a better habit of putting these out on a regular basis. I'm afraid to say something specific because I just don't, you never know. I mean, if we're talking, like, hypothetically, my biggest goal would be to try to do something weekly, within reason. And if there's anything to talk about, or if, you know, scheduling with guests and people works out, you know how it goes, guys. Like, you can have those weeks where you're just like, I'm stretched out, I have no energy, I can't. And, you know, I think for the most part, people understand. But I also like building a kind of a routine or habit when it comes to stuff like this. So anyways, I like to do that, as far as like consistency, and then having collaborations and people on to talk about different things. But on the regular, I think it'd be more like this, kind of like a variety of things. Like, that's just like where I'm at. I enjoy a lot of different topics and genres of things, and I think that it's important to not try to limit myself too much, because, you know, what's the point, really? Like, you know, I think you can burn yourself out that way too, if you force yourself. You know, when I was just doing football only content, like the ESPN NFL 2K5 and NCAA stuff on YouTube, like, I enjoyed it so much, but then it was just, I felt trapped, because then, like, you would get certain responses and support, but only for that type of thing. So I kind of just want to be like, look, expect things to be a variety of things. Like, 1 week we could be talking about gaming, the next we could be talking about, you know, movies or life, or just having a general, you know, conversation that just, like any other conversation you've had with people, you know, has like numerous topics. But I hope that they're all in the same box, that you will come to know what to expect to some like degree. So, but yeah, that's really all I wanted to get into. Like I said, I'm recording. Well, maybe I did. I can't remember if I cut that out, but I'm recording this pretty late. My schedule for my job has me going from nights to days to nights. So that's another reason why finding the energy to sit down and record hasn't been ideal, but I'm willing to try, and the summer's coming up, and there's just a lot of cool things on the horizon that I would like to sit here and talk with someone and talk with you guys about and get your response. Now, I need to figure out how I want to do that, because at this moment, I'm not doing social media. So, I mean, you can reach out on Instagram and Twitter, but you won't see much, you know, of a response, at least for right now. I might get to a point where I just do it to communicate about the podcast, which is pretty much what I've done. But since I haven't been doing content, I've just been on those, you know, profiles and accounts, and yeah, but I'm just trying to, you know, redirect this energy of mine and stuff like that. But I know you guys understand it, and I really want to say I appreciate you guys who have been listening or are just starting to listen. And I hope to make a catalog of episodes that you guys can go back and listen to and enjoy, because that's what I do. I go back usually when I find somebody, like some YouTuber or podcast that I like, I usually go back and just go through their catalog and just enjoy it and just listen and watch and stuff. And I hope to be able to make stuff that others can find, that enjoyable and look at it that way. So I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Wonder Soul. Be sure to subscribe and all that stuff. You guys know what to do. If you've listened to podcasts before, you know how to support, you know how to stay in touch, you know how to stay tuned. So until the next episode, which I hope to record this week, it won't be just me, but I thought I'd put this out because, damn it, I'm paying Podbean $15 a month and I'm not putting out episodes. So let's just do something. So Thank you guys for understanding and your patience and support. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Wonder Soul. Connect with Wonder Soul by following the podcast on social media. If you would like to support Wonder Soul, please rate, review, and share the podcast and this episode. Until the next time we meet, goodbye.